Good morning, people of God. A very warm greeting to you this winter's morning and a blessed Father's Day to all fathers. A scripture sentence to begin with. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. People of God, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Amen. Let us worship God together as we sing, Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unite in prayer. O love that encircles us, that calls us to pray, and that invites us to discipleship, be ever with us and guide our paths. O love that wearies not when we fail, that rejoices when life is changed, receive our thoughts and prayers. As we gather on this beautiful day, a day in which fathers are honored and celebrated, and for some there is tremendous heartache because their fathers have not been honorable, did not display integrity, did not show kindness, and did not give love. So, Lord, in the paradox of what this day will bring for many, we pray that your love will encircle us always. Amen. Friends, as we come to our reflection for this morning, let us pray our prayer of illumination. God of light and life, open our eyes as well as our ears that we may not only hear your word proclaimed today, but may see it lived out in our lives and in your world, For we pray through Christ our Lord, the light of the world. Amen. Stephen Covey wrote the book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I wish to highlight a one-liner from that particular book. This is how it reads. To live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. At the induction of the moderator of the Presbyterian denomination, the Reverend Dr. Peter Langerman, he framed his sermon, introducing his theme for the 2 years of his serving in that capacity, as living your legacy. I'm sure that today, against the backdrop of the focus on gender-based violence, the plea to all men to consider who they are and whom they are called to be by God, you would want to celebrate with me the good that we find in our own dads, the dads that we know, our grandfathers, and the men around us in our communities. My grandfather loved prayer. And because of his spiritual discipline, it is the legacy that he left for his 6 children and for us, his grandchildren. We can distinctly recall the door shut and yearning our grandfather interceding for us and for others. So too, my dad. No matter what he was confronted with, Dad had the simple philosophy, I will take it to the Lord in prayer. My dad did not only leave a legacy of prayer, my dad lived his legacy of prayer. And so as we come this particular morning, I want to encourage fathers and men, that beautiful scripture in the Bible that says, pray without ceasing. Fathers, you don't become a praying parent by default. You do it firstly by design, secondly by desire, and thirdly by discipline. Fathers and men, spiritual discipline takes determination. And if you are determined to live your legacy here and now, a legacy of prayer, please know that you will gift your children and your loved ones with a gift that money cannot buy. For I know, because I've seen in the lives of people that are my peers and others, that prayers offered by their forebearers live on in their lives long after they've gone. So I believe to pray without ceasing is not just praying for, but it also is praying through. I know, because I've been there myself, there are times when you have to grab onto the horns of the altar and pray until your knees are numb. But prayer is the way we fight our battles. Prayer is the difference between you fighting for God and God fighting for you. To all the men, and especially dads, my encouragement to you today is consider to pray the promises of God for your children, for your families, for your loved ones, for your friends. Remember, Dad, you aren't just a prophet who speaks into the future of your children and loved ones. You are also a historian who records their past. A personal favorite of mine from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, is a promise of God that I pray daily. This is how it reads. Do not be anxious. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns, before you know it, a sense of God's presence, of bringing everything together for good, will come and settle you down. It is wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. I'm going to pray this promise for each one of you today on Father's Day. That you as a father, as the priest of your home, as the leader of your family, as the one that has the influence on your sons-in-law, your grandsons, particularly against the backdrop of GBV that we've all heard this past week. May you have the mindfulness in your own prayers to pray that your children will not be anxious about anything, but instead to let their petitions and their praises shape their worries into prayer. And to trust the promise of God that He brings together everything for the good and will settle it down within their spirits. What a gift to know that the peace that comes with praying instead of fretting over things we do not have control over is that that peace which comes from God will guard the hearts of you and your families. Will also guard your minds. What a gift that is in the uncertain times in which we live. May you live and love and learn and leave a legacy of prayer that you live in the present moment for your children to see and here. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. As we prepare now to go over and share in our meal, our love feast, our agape meal that's been prepared for us, I ask that you follow with me the liturgy that we have prepared in preparation for this time. It is responsive, and so I will be the leader, and I ask the people around the table that will serve with you that you will respond with the words where it is highlighted as people. Let us pray. Lord, we give thanks to you for all that you have done, for all that you are, and for giving us enough in every area of our lives. Such sufficiency that we have enough and to spare. Amen. How wonderful it is, friends, and how pleasant for God's people to live together in harmony. Welcome to this meal. In the name of Christ, we come to share in God's love. Not only do we come to share our food and our lives, but we come to break bread together and open ourselves to each other. We come to express our faith and our thanks. May God bless this food and may God bless this fellowship. As we share our food, we give thanks for this abundance and we remember those who do not have enough. May God give food to those who are hungry. May God give us a hunger for justice and a determination to serve those who hunger for food. On the table, friends, in the midst of loved ones with whom Christ is present, the symbols are set to remind us of the promises of God to each one of us. A candle to remind us of the way. It is the Lord who says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Bread, a symbol of our fellowship, a reminder of God's love. I am the bread of life.
The bread that I shall give is myself for the life of the world. The juice is a symbol of our fellowship with God. And so we say together, God, we welcome your presence with us. May the food and companionship we share and nourish our bodies, hearts, and minds. And may our spirits be refreshed as we live in the light of your presence with us now and at all times and at all places. Amen. People of God, let us eat and drink together. As we share what we are most thankful for is a prayer of thanks. I indeed give thanks to God for the security of a home, the warmth of the love that we have for one another, and for the provisions of our holy God, so that we can eat and be nourished, sustained for our journey. And we know that as we eat together the love feast that's been prepared for us, we pray that God will bless it to our bodies and us to his service. Amen. For those gathered around the tables where you are, behold the fragments of our feast. Our meal is ended, but God's banquet continues as we go forth from this place. Let us, the people of God, take this banquet into the world and never give up until all people are fed, mindful that we always have enough and to share. May the peace of Christ be upon you, and may you be channels of peace and justice. Amen.
Listen now with me to the song by Mark Bishop, "Can I Pray for You?"
Hiding behind that smile, and you're keeping inside tears that should have been cried. You've been brave through this trial. You've been as strong as a stone against the stormy winds that have blown. But you have friends who care, more than willing to share. Don't face those troubles alone. Can I pray for you? Can I mention your name to the Lord? When I seek his face, can I plead your case? That's what like you've done before. You'll mention me to the Lord. That's why I'm here to say, let me be there for you. We'll divide all your problems by two, and very soon there'll be three, you and Jesus and me. That's what friends are supposed to do. Can I pray for you? the Lord. When I seek His face, can I plead Your case? That's what praying is for. I'll help You carry Your cross and find the way when You're lost. It will let Jesus be true. I know that He'll see You through.
Can I pray for You?
Can I pray for You?
Can I mention Your name to the Lord?
Mention Your name.
When I seek His face,
can I plead Your case?
That's what praying is for.
That's what praying is for.
I'll help You carry Your cross.
He'll find the way when You're lost. If you let Jesus be true, I know that He'll see You through. Can
people of God, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. The Lord look upon thee with kindness and give thee peace. Amen.